Welcome to The Mortgage Life, a space for down-to-earth conversations about how mortgages contribute to your life.
Well, that sounds canned and maybe a little boring.
What? There are so many parts to the mortgage industry and real estate finance we can explore and share with our listeners.
Okay, you're right. You're right, Mindy. Our goal is to help secure our clients' financial future.
I'm Pete Solomosi.
I'm Mindy Bodwin.
And I'm Sue Solomosi. We're your hosts. Welcome to The Mortgage Life. So good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Rise and shine to the Bank of Canada increasing their rate one more time.
So it's June 7th, 2023. The Bank of Canada this morning had their policy rate announcement, and that policy rate announcement came through at a 0.25% increase.
What?
What? Yes.
This is interesting.
Seriously, it's an interesting time.
So how the Bank of Canada measures inflation is... there's a few different ways. I'm not going to get into that right now. But what I would like to say is there was a 0.1% increase in the core consumer price index. And that has signaled to the Bank of Canada that things are moving in the direction they don't want, which is inflation going up again. And so here we are, a 0.25% increase. Did anybody see this coming? Maybe. I think maybe a third of the people that I've sort of chatted with or read or, you know, listened to podcasts or read on the internet thought it might happen, but still it's a bit shocking, I think.
Right. Cause we had basically 8 interest rate increases over the past year, a pause for 2 of the most recent interest rate announcements. And then we've got another one today. So again, it does seem like the Bank of Canada was looking at things. They looked at the inflation. Their target is 2%. It's still at 4.4. So they thought, okay, we're going to bump it up as a preemptive measure. And we're just kind of summarizing what they've said in their policy announcement this morning.
What drives me nuts is that you're looking at the bottom line only. You're not looking at how this is actually impacting consumers and people who hold variable rate interest mortgages. I had a client say to me the other day, Sue, what do I do? Like, what do you do?
Right.
What do you do? And so the irony, and again, you know, we're mortgage brokers, we're not economists, but I do have to make this comment because it's kind of come full circle. In the consumer price index, there's a basket of goods, and one of those goods is the cost of housing. So interestingly, in this last little uptick in inflation, a big proponent of that was mortgage interest cost and housing rents. So now I feel like we're in this sort of perpetual circle that it's like the, you know, that image of the snake biting its tail, you know, it's kind of like just going round.
But it's interesting though that
you
mentioned rent increases. Pete, yeah. Didn't you make that comment earlier? Like a higher mortgage payment also means that rents are probably also going up.
Well, this is it, right? And you've got landowners or property owners that will feel the effects, whether it's through their variable rate mortgages or if they've got long-term fixed rate mortgages that eventually renew into higher rates, those all turn into rent increases. And so unfortunately, these housing costs do add quite a bit. Like Mindy said, this is all coming into inflation. So some of the core things like the basket of goods, the milk and the bread and things, those have started to temper down and it looks like those are all easing. Fuel costs have eased down. But the main thing is housing costs. So yeah, it's a bit frustrating.
And I don't think the real estate market is easing necessarily.
No.
And by easing, we mean becoming easier.
Right.
On all levels. No, it's true. And the sort of catchphrase you hear now is the inventory story. You know, everybody's focusing on the demand in the housing market and trying to slow the demand. Well, where's the supply? The only reason why there's demand is because there's no houses on the market. There are not enough resale listings to sustain the housing needs. You know,
this is the exact conversation we had with Brendan Ogbenson a few months ago about housing demand, immigration, people coming into this country and not being able to find a house to live in.
Right. So there is quite a bit of population that's increasing or that immigration component is coming through 400,000 immigrants per year is what the government has aimed for. There's also building costs that have gone up. So it's more expensive to build. Because of some of these interest rate increases, we've also seen some developers on large scale projects like big condo buildings start to cancel them. So there is going to be, I think, a tough time with lack of supply and increasing demand. So it's going to be really challenging. And we've seen this even on individual levels, where we've seen construction projects on single family detached homes that have spiraled, 30, 40% above budget. So tough. It's really tough.
And I don't think we've seen developers canceling big projects like that since, 2008, 2009?
Yeah, since the financial crises.
Right.
Yep. No, it is. It's again, I use the word uncertainty, but it is. It's a weird time. Like, I can't help but feel like there's got to be other policy changes that could be focused on more so than just sort of, pushing the interest rates, pushing the cost of money higher. It's higher. But where is this coming from? What's the and it's demand. It's inventory, lack of inventory. It's boils right down to the economic principles of supply and demand. It's a two-way street.
Yeah, for sure. And so as an end user, as a person that feels it in my own mortgage, so if I've got a variable rate mortgage or an adjustable rate mortgage, I might actually see my mortgage payment go up a little bit. If I have a fixed rate, of course, my fixed rate is set it and forget it. It's done. It's set there. It won't change until renewal time. But realistically, Sue, like, how does this all get felt, and what is the mortgage consumer supposed to do?
It's funny that you lob that question to me. How do you feel? I run a lot of my life on intuition. But really, I mean, when I was chatting with that client the other day, and the look on their face when they said, "Sue, what do I do?" And I honestly have no idea how to answer it, other than let me look at the numbers of your mortgage. Let me look at your overall situation, your income, your job, your debt load, all the aspects that go into acquiring a mortgage, and let's see what we come up with. See if we can make those numbers a little bit better. Short of, putting a lump sum down on your mortgage and renegotiating payments, or refinancing to take out some of your external debt. I've had clients already this morning saying, "Okay, it's time to take a look at our situation because things are getting really expensive."
Mm-hmm. So yeah, this goes a little bit beyond the, no more Starbucks in the month. Like, it has. I mean, this is 4.25% higher than, it's just that in a quick short period of time. Like, prime, the lender's prime is now going to be 6.95%.
Mm-hmm. From 2.45. Yeah. It was. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it has gone up 4.5.
4.5. Yeah.
Quite a bit.
Oh, boy.
So utilize your team, talk to your financial planner or your financial advisor, talk to your mortgage broker, talk to the various people that you have in those trusted positions, your accountant, and really start to narrow in on what it is that you spend per month, what it is that you can perhaps cut out or be mindful of.
I'm reading a really interesting book right now, The Atomic Habits by James Clear. And the chapter I read this morning was talking about auditing your habits. So writing down the things that you do, those small habits, but doing it without judgment. Just writing down the things that you do, even over the course of a week, and then look back on it and go, "Oh, look, I had a cookie for breakfast," as opposed to having, something that's not a cookie.
You've been watching me.
Well, I did eat a donut yesterday for breakfast. So, but writing down those habits without judgment, so that you can then go back and look and say, "Okay, here's the little things that I'm doing." It is beyond not buying Starbucks, but things do add up. So taking a close look, it's not a solution. It's not meant to make everything better, but.
And that's a really, really good spot to kind of leave this on, which is, we have what we have. So no judgment, trust your advisors, let them in on everything that you're doing, because having that full picture can at least give some sense of how to move forward.
This is The Mortgage Life.
We look forward to continuing the conversation.
So come back and listen.